Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, an insider with Governor Sandoval. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Steve Robinson of R&R Partners. He's a senior advisor and an expert in state government.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Greg Crawford, Connie McMullen, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
Let's play. Let's haul. Let's cruise. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof with the biggest selection and best incentives yet. Auto Show 2015, January 23rd through 25th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Free admission. Don't miss it. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Steve Robinson. He is a senior advisor at R&R Partners. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here.
So give me your thoughts on the follow-up to the State of the State address by the governor.
It was basically positive. I think if you were wandering around the legislature or read the copy the next day, it was positive. And I think it had to do with the candor in the speech. The sunsets, realization by the governor that that they weren't going to sunset, and that he wanted to be straightforward and say to the people in Nevada that we're not going to play word games anymore. We're going to take this bite of the apple, and we're going to say that they're permanent. On the education front, I think the reaction, certainly from the education establishment, was positive. There are a lot of questions, particularly from, I think, the Republican members on what it all means. And, you know, there's only so much you can put on paper, a 30-minute speech. I think when he gave it, it turned out to be over an hour. But
it was a long speech.
Yeah, and there was a lot of applause. But we'll see. In fact, I think today in Carson City, much of it will be revealed what the details are.
And what do you think about the portion of the Assembly Republicans cheered on by Chuck Muth in opposition to this? Do you think that you're a good man at counting? Can you count to 15 in terms of opposition?
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. I don't know a lot of the freshmen. I know my assemblyman in Carson City was recently elected, P.K. O'Neill, and I know his attitude And it's that he doesn't have his mind made up. I know some of the more conservative caucus members, people like Ira Hansen, whom I like, by the way. I think he's a decent human being and man. But talking to him and hearing his comments before the State of the State, while he was still Speaker-designate, he was willing to listen to what the governor had in mind and the possibility of a tax increase. And I think there are several of those which don't add up to, which mean that it doesn't add up to 15 in opposition.
You know, Steve, in talking to some business people and lobbyists since the speech, of course, Governor Sandoval's tax plan is based on a graduated business license fee. And some of the people were saying that they felt this tax that he proposed is really a gross receipts tax with lipstick on it. And I was wondering, do you feel that Governor Sandoval's graduated business license fee is very similar to the gross receipts tax that was proposed maybe 10 or 11 years ago that caused so much commotion?
Under Governor Guayana.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think the wording and what you call it is less important than the details of it, and specifically the impact it has on jobs and businesses. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to hear over the next 3 or 4 months is, organizations like NPRI, I think, are probably going to do some studies and come back and say, this is going to be a job killer or it's not. This is going to cause businesses to close or it's not. And that's really, I think, part of the reasoning behind the governor's decision. He wanted to do the fee or the tax that had the less impact on the economy and business.
And let's face it, you know, retail, gaming, the Chamber of Commerce out of Las Vegas, and mining were all against the teacher's tax because it was at 2%. It was a very high amount. This is about 25% of that. And aren't they all basically at the table saying, let's move ahead?
I believe that's the case. I can't speak for those industries, obviously, but I think the response over the last, it's been a week now, or the lack of response in opposition from those industries tells you something about it.
I'm sorry. Well, we're kind of back to where we were 10, 12 years ago, which is where education is going to be between higher ed and K through 12, 50% of the budget, which is where it was back then.
It is. So we're catching back up. I think the difference here, though, is that there's, and the governor mentioned it, although I think didn't go into detail, there's an accountability factor here that I think he's built into it. His superintendent of education, Dale Arquiaga, is very cognizant of that the gulf between spending more money on education and conservatives has always been that accountability factor. If you're going to spend more money, I want results and tangible results at the end. And I think that's what my friend Dale has been very cognizant of and will be part of the governor's ultimate package.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Robinson when we come back.
Let's play. Let's haul. Let's cruise. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof with the biggest selection and best incentives yet. Auto Show 2015, January 23rd through 25th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Free admission. Don't miss it. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Thank you. everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Let's play. Let's haul. Let's cruise. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof with the biggest selection and best incentives yet. Auto Show 2015, January 23rd through 25th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Free admission. Don't miss it. Let's drive. Auto Show 2015.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Robinson. He's a senior advisor at R&R Partners.
Steve, you know, some people, they may criticize the governor for his tax plan, but one thing you can't criticize him for is his economic development victories in his first 4 years. I'm talking, especially for Northern Nevada. We're talking Tesla. We're talking Switch, and also the Nevada Copper expansion in Yarrington that is going to prove to be very, very big. But what about, you know, we have all these people coming in. Maybe this might expand our population by 50,000 people. What about the water? Where is all the water going to come from to fuel this economic expansion?
Well, it's certainly a big issue in Southern Nevada with the Southern Nevada Water Authority and supplying and the current drought that we're in up here, too. But it's much more on the minds of Southern Nevadans than it has been up here. But if we go into a fifth year of drought up here, it's going to be an issue for us. It's going to be an issue for Washoe County. Although Tumwa, the local district with its groundwater and the rights it's picked up over the last 20 years is in pretty good shape up here.
And don't you still have to have an acre and a half of water for any acre that you want to use, that you take an acre and a half out of current usage?
You switch it out, yes.
Right. So actually, we're just taking it out of agricultural at this point in time and putting it into more municipal use.
Yes, which is a less usage per acre. In most cases.
Okay, and then I would imagine, you know, I think water goes where the money is. If people want to develop here, then I would think we would see, an increase in water importation plans.
Sure, and acre footage, the value of it goes up and down with the economy, and it's on its way back up now.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question about, because this was discussed a lot during the election campaign, which is, you know, with Governor Sandoval in place for the next 4 years, I feel a level of confidence that he will make sure that whatever money is put toward education is put towards education. But one of the questions all the way through with the teachers' petition was, how do you make sure that the legislature just doesn't take the money that was in the distributive school account out and use the new money or, you know, find a way to utilize that money? In the past, it wasn't really a problem because we didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. But as we go forward in the next 6 years, it's going to be a lot of money.
It is, and there's that possibility. But I think when you have a strong governor, and this governor is unquestionably the most popular statewide politician in the state, with a 70% or maybe more approval rating, he has the bully pulpit. And I really would doubt that there's going to be a concerted, successful legislative effort to go in opposition to what he's promised. I don't see that happening.
Do you see possibly a special session? I mean, we have still have some very conservative people in the legislature. They signed the No New Tax petition. Governor Sandoval, in new and extended taxes, he's proposing $1.1 billion. Do you think at the end there's just going to not be enough votes to get this through and lead us into special sessions during the summer, like we did in the great tax fight in 2003.
Now, I think he'll have enough votes. But as far as special sessions, that seems to be a matter of course now. And it, I'm not sure it's going to be over taxes. But as you know, Ray, they don't seem to be able to wrap up things and close the door at midnight anymore.
And that's part of term limits, don't you think, is that people don't have the experience of how to shut down the legislature?
That's exactly what happened last session.
Right.
Just not knowing technically how to conclude the session led us to...
All right, so basically we should all talk to the lobbyists, the chief lobbyists, and say, when are your vacation plans in June, if you have any, and we'll know roughly when the legislature is going to end.
Well, you can ask me.
You got vacation plans in June?
I do.
You know, Steve, I want to ask you about funding for UNLV as opposed to the University of Nevada. In Governor Sandoval's speech, he proposed $24 million for a new hotel school at UNLV. He also proposed $9 million to start a medical school at UNLV, but I really didn't hear any, like, big-ticket items for the University of Nevada campus. Did you, or what do you make of that?
Well, this whole sectionalism issue disturbs me, and I think it's frankly gotten out of hand over the last sessions. I think, and I have no inside knowledge, I think those two initiatives at UNLV were to fill a need, and rather than a distribution among the states. But as I said, this idea of North and South has really gotten to the point where it's acceptable conversation now. And I can recall back when Kenny Gwynn would chide people for getting into North versus South. And I think that's where this governor is now, but not all in the legislature. It's very much out on the table, and everyday business over there is, what are you going to do for the South, or what are you going to do for the North?
Well,
and that's not good.
And members of the Clark County Commission have come out and said this. You got Dave DeMoore, the university professor who's constantly quoted in the Southern Nevada Press, Las Vegas Review Journal, all trumpeting how Southern Nevada hasn't gotten what it should have gotten. But the reality is, as many legislators have said over the years, they are legislators for all of Nevada, not just one part of the state.
And I hope we have more of those.
And that's where we got to leave it. Steve Robinson, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Well, it was a very good year, Mo.
Thanks, boss.
Not so fast. How about all that money you gave away on your deals? But here's a bonus anyway.
And now Mo is starting off the year saving you a full $10,000 off MSRP on all remaining Ram 2500s and 3500s. We still have a terrific selection on the lot, so just take your pick.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
See our entire inventory right now at renododge.com.
Our biggest event of the year just got bigger. Save like never before. Buy one, get one half off, or qualify for up to $1,250 in free furniture. Save over 65% on this Durapella sofa, only $225. Or 60% off this queen panel bed, only $188. Free financing available till 2020. Hurry in so you don't miss out on the biggest event of the year. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here, the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Connie McMullen is publisher of Senior Spectrum, and thank you for the cover. And Greg Crawford, co-manager with Alliance Trust Company. Pleasure to have you all here. So, James, your thoughts on the governor's state of the state and tax increases.
Well, my history, I'm usually against tax increases under any circumstance. I do welcome the discussion, though, on the sunsets. Let's have the discussion of whether we're going to make them permanent or not. I think it is time. We keep on delaying the sunset, and we've done that for 6 years. I think that discussion needs to be had. I hope that discussion is as those taxes end up going away. But in any event, we need to discuss making that a permanent tax at this point in time and let the chips fall where they may. I'm not sure that the Assembly conservatives have the votes to stop any of it, unfortunately. But I think we just had a big fight over a corporate margin tax here on the ballot. And yet what the governor is proposing is what amounts to a corporate margin tax, although
but
a smaller scale.
It's 25% of
it's
what
a much smaller. It is a smaller scale. So let's call it margin tax light. But it's still a tax on it still looks like a tax on the gross margins of a business. And that concerns me. I mean, the voters just rejected that by a 3-to-1, 4-to-1 margin.
Well, Connie, let me ask you this is, you know, when Governor Sandoval first took office 4 years ago, he was a no new taxes guy. Maybe, you know, my thinking is that he got into government and he chairs all the boards of every government agency. He does his homework. He studies every one of these departments. And he just came up with said, hey, we got to raise taxes because we have a failing state government as it is now. Do you see it that way at all?
Well, I think we're at the bottom of every terrible list in all categories across the state or across the nation. And as far as health care, education, transportation, one area he did not touch upon, transportation. And
well, he did talk about Project Neon, $250 million there. I don't know if that was already in the budget, but I mean, that project has been going forward, and that's a huge project to widen I-15.
Okay, but we're also talking about ridership. We've come off the biggest recession we've had in so long. The state undoubtedly needs new revenue sources. However, the businesses, the communities, people getting jobs, we're just now crawling out of that. And here we got the Tesla, the new project, Switch, and there's going to be such a demand. How does it all catch up with each other? That's my concern. We're heading into this so fast and without a whole lot of thought, and the devil is going to be in the details. And I think that's why people are reluctant to say anything or to criticize, because they're waiting to see what is going to happen, how is it going to all be put together, is it going to make sense?
Well, Greg, you know, really, even though we have all these announcements and construction actually occurring, it's going to be 2 to 3 years before we really see the people impact. So isn't the governor getting ahead of this curve to do what he did?
I think he is. And frankly, I've, you know, now lived here 15 years, and the cyclicality, the volatility in the tax revenue for the state has always been a problem. And I think this, while I'm kind of with James, I'm not one for new taxes typically. I think this proposal broadens and smooths out the bumps in the revenue for the state. So I actually think it makes quite a bit of sense. And of course, we're going to have to get ahead of things. I mean, the people are coming. I was at a conference last week in Orlando, and people know I'm from Reno, and all they talked about was Tesla. I mean, it is national news. So people are coming. We need to prepare for it. We need to have the infrastructure in place to accommodate them.
Okay, James, I want to change the subject on you.
Okay.
Last week at the Republican National Committee meetings in San Diego, Mitt Romney's name came up as a presidential candidate. Again, he's run twice. He lost to Obama the last time. Do you think that Romney is a viable candidate, or do Republicans have Mitt Romney fatigue?
Do I think Mitt Romney is a viable candidate? Absolutely. Mitt Romney has the ability to raise money. Mitt Romney has the name recognition. He is always going to be a viable candidate anytime he's going to be mentioned.
But can he win?
I don't think he can win. I think he can win the nomination, but I don't think he can win the general election. I think we're going to be going right down the same rabbit hole we went in 2012. The man had a golden opportunity in 2012 to win what should have been a winnable race against what should have been a relatively unpopular president who had not turn the economy around to the point where we should have been turned around after 4 years. He blew a golden opportunity. I think it's time for some new blood.
Okay, Connie?
I don't know who that would be, but I like Mitt Romney because I think he understands money, and that's what this country needs. We need...
But can he win?
I don't know that he can win. And already there's a lot of questions that have been thrown out in the media about, do Republicans really want him? Right from the get-go, and so that's a concern of mine.
Greg, you get the last 10 seconds here.
I think the Republicans do have Romney fatigue, even though I like him personally and appreciate his background. I think it's probably time to run someone else.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. And ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
The Nevada Division of Insurance has a simple mission. We help with insurance issues. We'll clear up confusion or investigate a complaint. For any type of insurance, talk to us. We're here to help.
You ask anyone on the street what their freedom means to them and their family. It means everything. But what happens if you're arrested or charged with a crime? Well, you come up against a well-funded police force and crime lab in an aggressive district attorney's office with a budget in the millions. I'm defense attorney Jesse Calter, and believe me, you need an attorney who knows what he's doing, who cares about you, your family, and your freedom. What's your freedom worth?
On our next broadcast, we have Fred Locke, and he's a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College.